The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com. Yeah.
So that's so
I'm
it's
not
just,
there yet, okay. But I'm just saying right. Last year,
of course not.
We Dub Nation, Stoney, and you know it to a degree, we are all bitter about how that thing ended. Like if they would have lost 4-2 like they did a few years ago to the Lakers and Curry was healthy, it almost makes it better to be like, okay, we didn't have it. But damn it, to go in there and just get a quarter of Steph and you still won that game. And I thought Minnesota's not the most button-up team. Woulda, coulda, shoulda. But, man, if they end up doing what you said, bring in Horford, you have Dame midway or a little after midway, bring Kuminga back. I mean, man, I'm all in. And, you know, it's quiet on the set right now in regard to what they can do with the restraints. But the bottom line is you got your Christmas gift early with Jimmy Butler. And I am eager to see a whole offseason of Jimmy Butler knowing you know, what he accomplished in regard to turning the season around together, them getting a whole offseason, and then the youngsters that Evan talked about the other day while you were out getting their feet wet in regard. I know Moody's played in the playoffs, but, you know, having a bigger role. I mean, who knows? Like, I'm not counting the Warriors out. But the West is getting better.
And
we can't ignore that.
Right.
And younger. The Spurs,
right.
And the Rockets,
and the Warriors have
the Pelicans.
Not
I believe.
Gotten better or younger at this point. Mm. So that's obviously the concern I have. But I'm not.
No, I had a quick question for you. Yeah. This guy's not the caliber of Jimmy Butler or Steph Curry, but you got me to thinking the overpay. Michael Porter Jr. Do you think Denver looked at him disappointed and said, you know what, we overpaid you because we thought you were going to maintain what you were when we gave you this deal? Do you look at a player like that to where he's overpaid because he's younger?
I look at that as a deal where the Brooklyn Nets were the only team in the league with cap space. And because Michael Porter was making 40 and Cam Johnson was making 20, they could make that deal because Brooklyn could accept $40 million in salary, even though they were only sending out 20 because they had cap space. So that tells me, yes, Denver was not happy with Michael Porter Jr. and didn't like the money he was on and figured they could get a player either as good or almost as good or maybe better at half the price. Mm. And why Brooklyn would do it? Maybe they really like Michael Porter Jr. and they felt the same way about Cam Johnson that Denver did about Michael Porter Jr.
Yeah,
that's, you know, the only thing I can think of. But I do like the move for Denver. I do know that.
I'm with you.
Let's go to Antonio in Oakland. Hey, Antonio, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's up, you guys?
Hey,
what's up, baby?
Man, like, you know, I mean, you know, the word's a little cap strap or whatever, but, I mean, like I said, I'm excited for, you know, a whole offseason of, you know, Steph and Butler and all that. And I do want to trade Kuminga to Sacramento. I like Malik Monk a little better. You know, I get Malik Monk and Keegan Murray. That's what my dream list would be from a Sacramento standpoint. But, man, like, nah, I mean, Steph's the highest paid player and all that, but at the end of the day, what other player is more feared than him in the league? Like, what other player gets double-teamed like him, regardless of age? I can't think of one. So as long as he's still getting double-teamed, he's that dude. Like, come on now. The Rockets were the most athletic team in basketball, and they had issues with him, man. They were holding him and grabbing him, man, like he was, you know, Jerry Rice in his freaking prime, man, trying to, you know, get out the line of scrimmage. So the Warriors are going to be all good, regardless if the West is better or whatnot. I think the Warriors are going to get better, man. So at the end of the day, like that song by Aaliyah, age ain't nothing but a number.
Sing it, baby. Hey, Antonio, yeah. Do you want Dame? Do you want Dame in the town?
Yes, I do, man. Hey, I went to middle school with his middle school and high school with his brother. So, yeah, man, bring him on home, man. He'll be our sixth man and all that. I know he has a torn Achilles, and, you know, he definitely relies on that short area quickness. But, hey, give us that guy. Bring him on home. Town business. You know what I'm saying? Like, he'll be our sixth man of the year whenever he comes back. I'm down for that. Bring him on home,
man. Dame Dollar, holla! Don't pick L.A., Dame.
Well, you know, the other thing is if he doesn't pick the Warriors, the question's going to be why.
Man.
And, you know, I'm sure people say, well, he just didn't want to come home.
Yeah.
Well, he might have also looked at the Warriors and said, I don't see it, Bob.
Yeah.
How about Phil in San Francisco? Hey, Phil, what's up, buddy?
Hey, yeah, how's it going, you guys? Yeah, I'm hearing this conversation you guys are having about, you know, Jimmy and Steph's salaries being what they are. And therefore, the Warriors are struggling here, you know, in terms of like if they wanted to get a free agent or something.
Sure.
But when they talked Durant into coming to Golden State, I mean, was this totally a different situation? Probably. But he had agreed to restructure his contract and take less money to be able to make it happen or something, or to make to fit into the salary cap. Is that something that Steph and Jimmy could feasibly agree to do to free up maybe an extra $15 to $20 million to bring in a free agent for just 1 year?
Yeah, I mean that. No, they're not. I mean that, no. Those two guys aren't. I believe when the Warriors got Durant, they got some real benefit from a new collective bargaining agreement, so there was extra money there. And I can't even remember if it was a sign and trade or not for Durant, but I'll bet it was. Yeah, it was. Remember, because
he did them a solid.
Some guys came back for him. So, you know, would Dame be willing? I just think that Durant was a one off because there was extra money that just came into the system that the Warriors were able to utilize and essentially pay three guys, maybe even four, like big money. And that,
man,
teams just aren't able to do that anymore in terms of paying that many guys. So, no. And that's the other thing. No, Jimmy Butler and Steph are not going to rip up their contracts and take less money. I know Jimmy Butler isn't.
Well, we know LeBron didn't do it.
And Jimmy Butler was, you know, we also know the only reason Butler may have come here was because he got that extension.
If you're Dame, Stoney, I mean, you could take this all in the next, like, when would you, how frisky would you be to make a decision?
I don't know. I mean,
this can marinate.
I mean, yeah, I guess it could. I guess he doesn't, if he's not going to play for anybody for a while, maybe he should just not do anything, wait, and look at the landscape in 6 or 8 months. Mm. That makes sense to me, too. Let's go to Tom in Sonoma. Hey, Tom, how you doing, man?
Hey, Steiny. Hey, Guru. How you guys doing,
hey,
man?
Hey.
Happy hump day.
Yeah.
So I'm on the opposite spectrum, man. I think the Warriors, this is going to be our most trying year ever. I mean, We have no big man right now. Al Horford, he's old, man. Damian Lillard, we're going to wait. Remember they said we got 2 years for Kerr. Well, no, we only got 1 year now if you take Damian. So we are in big trouble with this whole thing, sitting on the sidelines of the draft. I mean, we had 41 picks. We get the 52 and the 59. Okay, great G League players. Okay, we're getting nobody in the free agency market at all. Kuminga, I'm thinking 15 to 18 million if somebody were making an offer. And this, I want to make one more point, guys. Are we trying to make the Warriors the oldest NBA team ever? Because that's where we're heading. And one other thing. Chicago Bulls, the last time they won a championship was in 1998 with Michael Jordan. And they stuck with that team to the very end. It's been 27 years since they won a championship. I think that's where we're heading, and that scares the hell out of me. You guys have a good day.
Oh, Tom, man. I mean, the 39-year-old, if you're into that, and I know you are, that healthy, the average age of your team. I get that, Tom, but I'll say this to that. I'm pivoting. Kevin McHale in the paint, Stoney. There's still the Giannis domino out there if you're a dreamer of if he wants to get up out and somehow the Warriors can land Giannis Antetokounmpo, then, my goodness, everything that Tom said changes.
So, and this is the other thing. If ever there's a sign of desperation, it's talking about a guy that we don't even know whether he wants to leave a team or not in terms of Giannis.
Oh,
650, thank you. Yes, the first time they acquired, when they acquired Durant, it was just a free agent signing.
When he left.
Well, when he left, it was a signing trade.
And he did a solid, right?
Yeah.
Which ended up turning into Wiggins. Well, D'Lo and then Wig.
Yeah. So,
but this is the price of a dynasty, right? Or as far as if you say, Stoney, the definition of a dynasty guru is you got to win it every year. Okay, then it's over. But it's not because the core player, just like a great sitcom or series. The main actors are still here in regard to Kerr, Dre, Steph. So I know Clay's gone and Looney's gone. You got Jimmy Butler, but those guys, Dre's not going anywhere. But, boy, if he could, then this thing, you could get to the what you deem promised land a lot sooner than later. But because of who Dre is and what he's done, he's a lifer. You got to take this on the chin.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. And, you know, we've talked about this a lot. I mean, the idea of, like...
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
And I don't know if he's got a market out there, but so because you don't want to trade Draymond, you're willing to take it on the chin, kind of.
But I don't think they're looking at it. I don't think the leg up in company.
I think we're headed toward that situation, to tell you the truth.
Well, we might be in it.
No, but, I mean, like, I'm getting skeptical of the noise of this ludicrous fifth ring. I don't know. I mean, you want to talk about messaging and what the fan base believes. I don't know what percentage of the fan base believes this is still a title team. I don't know what percentage of the fan base thinks, this team's got an outside chance. And I don't know what percentage of the fans think that they're done winning titles. I'm not sure. I mean, but I do think the talk of the fifth ring for Steph and it being the be-all and end-all, that's had an effect on where you're at now. And the question is, do you want it to continue to have an effect? And if you're telling me that there would be a move out there for Draymond Green that might make the Warriors better and doesn't put them in a worse financial spot, but you're not going to do it because of what Draymond did in 2014. I mean, I got to be honest with you. That's like, I don't want to run an organization like that. That's just me, especially with a guy like Draymond Green. Now, Steph Curry's a different animal entirely, but I just don't like the idea of we can't trade Draymond Green. Why not?
Because
he's done, and he's just you can't trade him. Whether it's Steph likes him, this, that, okay. Like,
I hear
you. If you don't want to trade Draymond, then you can't kind of complain that this team's hamstrung, because I don't know if there's any untouchables on this team other than Steph Curry.
Do you have a problem with my premise that this is just me? Because I think what you just described, a lot of it is loyalty, and you could say to a detriment, but they're choosing to go this route because I think he's untouchable, Draymond Green. But damn, if he wasn't, then we're talking about a whole new ball game in regard to the makeup of your team. But the bottom line, Stoney, is the rebuild can't start while Steph's here. Or Dre.
No, I don't think it has to be. But, and that's what I'm saying. I mean, I think people look at it as you're either a title team or you're rebuilding. Okay, well, I'll be honest with you. To my way of thinking, they haven't been either anyway for the last 3 years. I'm sorry. I don't think they've really been a title team. They missed the playoffs a couple years ago, and they've only gotten to the second round two out of the last 3 years. So, like, I'm not under the illusion that they're one of the top five teams in the league and have a chance to win it. Now, I'm not saying trade Steph Curry, but if I could get incrementally better, that's the way I have to do it. But it doesn't have to be an all-out rebuild right now, because I kind of agree with you. That's not going to happen as long as Steph's here.
And
that's another thing that, you know, let me ask you this. Do you think the Warriors are closer to a title or the lottery?
A title.
I think they're closer to the lottery.
Okay.
I just do.
And you hit me last segment, and I didn't like it, Stoney, but you kind of said after I talked about the 23-8, you go, well, Guru, you didn't ask me the question after 23-8, but can you look at me and say, hey, because you know we're different. We're fundamentally different, you and I. But you have to admit there were days we walked in this studio where we thought what the Warriors were doing as a regular season was winding down, that they might have had a chance to make some noise in the playoffs. Like, Give me that. Give, like, Stani, that was tangible. I can remember it. We had discussions. Like, something was brewing, and it all just dissipated when he got hurt. So when you say, are they closer to a chip, I'm assuming health. Like, I don't think that's crazy.
All right, then I got to say, why are we panicking about them not making a lot of moves in the offseason? Because we kind of knew they were going to struggle to do that. And if we really do feel like they still have action, then we should be satisfied, not satisfied, but we should be understanding of kind of where they are and what they're realistically capable of doing this offseason to get better. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah. Man, I got nothing for you there, but I'll say this. You always, no matter how good you are, you're trying to improve, right?
Yep.
I guess I just got a bitter taste in my mouth, and this is going to be unfair, but it's my fault. I thought Moses Moody, as well as he had played at junctures last year, could sustain that, and we would get regular season Moses Moody in the playoffs. For whatever reason, we didn't. And we didn't get pods. I can go down the list. So I'm not saying shuffle those guys out. You can't. And now if we come back, those guys got more experience and I'm being proactive. Maybe they're better ready for the moment. But if you did some moves around the edges and Steph gets hurt, maybe you're better able, you're more equipped to handle him being gone. And Stani, that's why I came at Jimmy Butler the way I did in regard to the shot attempts. And maybe he was hurt and he couldn't do it. But I was like, you guys, we just can't fall off a cliff when Steph gets hurt the way we did. And Kuminga, the one guy that we all counted dead, the one guy that we thought was a mummy that wasn't going to do anything, he was the only guy that kind of answered the bell. Because I don't believe Jimmy did it. And I know it's a different conversation. Draymond damn sure didn't do it. Julius Randle did whatever he wanted. So I was disappointed all the way around, like nobody stepped up but Jonathan. So I'm hoping we can get better with the pods, but he's coming back. And I get it. And Moody, like that's who we are. Okay, can we get a better version of Looney? Can we get a better version of GP2 if he's not on the team? Like, I was thinking about this. I scoff at the notion that this team, if GP2 is not on the Warriors, where do we go get that that on-ball defender?
Well, this is why I guess I think you're thinking about their reputation as opposed to what they actually did last year. And, you know, when we talk about the Warriors in the postseason, yeah, are we willing to acknowledge that Draymond was a little bit of a liability defensively?
Yes.
Okay, so,
and it was shocking.
So next year, is he going to be a better defender in the postseason when the games get to be like the games get?
He has more? And again, here I go, 39-year-old Al Horford. What if that helps him out?
What?
Make him a better defender somehow, Horford. Where he could slide over to the four, okay. Horford be the – I'm asking. I'm grasping the straws. But to answer your question, that's why you try to improve. And that's why when I bring up DeAndre Ayton, if you could get him for beans, is that the worst thing? Or are we just fixated on he's a clown, his reputation, it's low right now. But are we in any position to look at DeAndre Ayton and say, we got no room for a guy like that, 7'1"?
Well, with all due respect, Kerr's never had room for a guy 7'1 like Ayton. Again, that's the other thing with DeAndre Ayton. You can only acquire him if you think Steve Kerr's going to play him. And I don't know. I don't know what Steve Kerr wants out of his five-man with this particular team. 510 on the text line. I think the offseason frustration is the Jonathan Kuminga situation alone. The Warriors have to figure that out. You can't pay him $25 to $30 million and then not play him in the playoffs. That makes no sense. Yeah, I don't disagree with anything you're saying there.
Well, he damn sure is not getting 30 from anybody. And 25 might be 30. He might not even get that. What'd you say, 18, 16, 18, or a caller did?
Yeah, if Miles Turner's making 26, how can Jonathan Kuminga want more than that? Now, I know there's other players you could say, well, if this guy's making that, Kuminga is as good as him. But, no, I think I'm with you. I think that's I think that's a, I think that's too much.
Yeah.
I really do.
But forget, I don't want to forget free agency, but to that caller's point or the texter's sounding, how long do you think this JK thing is going to go on?
I'm starting to think it might go on a little while.
Wow.
Now, we could hear something in 14 minutes. But I don't look at, like, who has the urgency to get something done right now? Another team, the Warriors or Kuminga? Like, who right now is saying, we've got to get something done? And I'm not sure any of the three are thinking that right now.
But see, I thought that's the definition of free agency. If it made sense, this is when you do it.
Right, but there's nothing out there. At least as of right now, there's not a sign and trade out there that the Warriors feel good enough about to make.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.